I'm Josh Jackson. I'm the Associate General Manager of Programming and Content here on WRTI. And this is a conversation, How Music Responds, Acknowledgement, here on your public radio station. And it's my pleasure to have Bob Perkins with us. I have also with me bassist, educator, 2020 NEA Jazz Master. He didn't get the award in San Francisco because the pandemic shut the performance down in April, but we have another Philadelphian, Reginald Workman, with us. How are you, sir?
How are you doing?
I'm good. Okay. I'm good. How are you doing?
I'm okay. I'm vertical, and I'm blessed, and thank you for one more day.
This is a very unusual day, though.
It's a very unusual time that we are living in, and I'm glad to be here to talk to you about it. Don't have a lot of time, but whatever we have to say is so important. I'm glad to be able to be a part of it.
This is an opportunity for you to say what you want to say, Mr. Workman. This is not a filtered conversation.
The big thing right now is that we're coming out of a pandemic. I hope we're coming out of it, a pandemic that is an experience that none of us have experienced. None of us know much about it, but we're having to deal with a special lifestyle. And in the middle of that comes a senseless murder of one of our brothers in Texas, from Texas. This is a time that we have to deal with all those things. And of course, we must consider that the music is very important as far as all that is concerned, because it is the music that has always been at the forefront of change. And change is being resisted by the present administration, but we have to continue to encourage all listeners and all musicians to be a part of the change and a part of the soothing and nurturing factor that it always has been in order to bring our society through these times.
This country has bestowed upon you the nation's highest honor for a jazz musician, if I may call you that.
You call me an African-American music, or just a musician. Not, if you want to say musician, say African-American music.
Musician. Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Not jazz. There's no country or society or race or anything else called jazz. The word emerges from some languages, but the you don't have anything to relate to when you say jazz. You don't have any country, you don't have any experience, you don't have any history, and that's why we're having such a hard time keeping this music before the people.
Since it isn't jazz, tell us what your music is, Mr. Workman.
Our music, not my music, mm-hmm. Our music is African-American, the music of the African-American experience. That is based in emanating from our experience in the Holy Land, in our original land of Africa, across the Middle Passage, through the era that we lived through, and we have come to make what we have brought to this country, which are many things aside from the fact that we were master musicians and scientists and griots of the homeland. Our DNA has caused us to continue to grow in that sense. So everyone involved with the music commonly known as jazz has been a carrier of that message.
How do we respond to this moment with our music?
Well, it's a very, very interesting question, because in order to respond to it, we have to understand that we cannot get together because of the pandemic. A double entendre. Mm-hmm. The pandemic is causing us not to come together because of social distancing. Now we have to deal with the virtual performances. But we have to deal with these virtual things. When we had to do loft concerts and crib concerts and living room concerts and salon concerts in order to keep the music before the people. That's always been our mission. And it's still our mission. Now we have to do virtual concerts in order to keep the music before the people. And that's part of what's going on right now.
Mr. Workman, I'm not sure if you remember me. This is Orrin Evans. I interviewed you.
Of course I remember you. How could I forget you?
So it's an honor and pleasure just to hear your voice. It's also an honor just to hear you talk about keeping the music alive, because I know we all struggle with what we're dealing with now, whether it should be virtual, whether it, you know, but I really appreciate what you said just about keeping the music, and from the loft and from the different institutions that had the music before there were big stages and before there were clubs. So I appreciate that as a young musician struggling with how to keep the music going through everything that we're going through.
Yeah, we have a job to do, and all of us have to be creative, as we always have been in so doing. And you know, the music is alive. What we have to do is keep it in the mind and ear of the people. It's alive. It's universal. It's going to be always happening, because the sound is the reason for our existence. And it's always going to be here, but we just have to figure out how we're going to make sure that it continues to grow the way that we know that it can grow, and keep it within reach of the people who are open and ready to receive it.